are listening to Connecting Your Dots, and your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This must be a Tuesday or a Thursday, and a new week for all of us. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. And each Tuesday and Thursday during the week, we bring new concepts, new approaches, and new appreciations here, and really concerning the nation, concerning your communities, concerning your state, and of course, concerning you and your families. Today, George Bush did everything he could to arm twist a bunch of Republicans at the luncheon to get them to resurrect the killed 1348 immigration bill. And from the sad look on his face and the strong look on Senator Sessions' face, a Republican senator, Senator Cornyn's face from Texas, these men really backed the president into the corner that he's painted himself into and said, you know something, this bill doesn't satisfy the Constitution, doesn't satisfy American citizens, doesn't really satisfy legal immigrants in this country. It's a charade. It has more holes in it than a net on a basketball court. It is against American citizens. It is only in favor of illegal aliens. And it does nothing to enhance citizenship, does nothing to control the borders, does nothing to make illegality outlawed. And in fact, it makes lawlessness lawful. And so I was quite pleased today because all of the immigration sites out there that we talk about each week are gearing up to stop this reintroduction of this killed bill. And what Sessions said was exactly correct. We simply need a workable new bill that's going to solve and is going to address American citizens. And boy, oh boy, isn't that true. And one of the things that I appreciate is that NumbersUSA.com just tipped over 390,000 members. And that's part of what you are. You're part of that amazing armada of Americans that has been calling in, faxing in, and really creating the fantastic energy that killed that bill last week and wrinkled the nose of John McCain and bloodied the nose of Teddy Kennedy and benched John Kyle, the water boy for the team, and certainly tore apart Arlen Specter and Hagel and Martinez and all of those really useless, incompetent, or even diabolical, take your pick, senators who are serving corporations, serving anything and anyone except the United States Constitution, the American citizenry. So I want to just thank each and every one of you this evening before we get started and have our amazing guest on tonight, that your energy and your actions count, and that I thank you, and I know that millions of people in the future are going to thank you, and millions of American citizens thank you, because you are the ones out there that are making the difference. Now, one other thing before we go to break. Tonight on Charlie Gibson, the airlines, of course, are in terrible straits. They're backed up. They're waiting times. They're this, they're that, and the next thing. And they want to go from radar to global positioning as far as guiding these planes. And the one thing that really made me sick is that by 2025, air traffic in America will double, will triple, according to Charlie Gibson on ABC News tonight, and that's, of course, June the 12th. Remember that. In 2025, which is a heartbeat away, air traffic will triple. That's why we bring to you each week that next added 100 million series of American citizens, and that'll come on this coming Thursday. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll bring our guest up right after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And we thank you for joining us this evening. And we have a guest that is a man that I have known for a little bit of time. He is the director, the state director for the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps of Colorado. And, of course, I've been a member of that same organization here in Colorado, also as an original Minuteman with Chris Simcox down there in Arizona. And Richard Rankin is a dynamic speaker, and he really knows how to lead. He's created projects here in the state of Colorado that have made really outstanding impact. He has great speakers come in to talk with the new Minutemen and women who are be part of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps here in Colorado, and he's very proactive. He really takes these issues on. He jumps in with both feet, and it's really a pleasure. We're only going to get to have him for about 15 minutes here tonight, and then we'll have him on again Thursday night to really finish up on that. And so I just welcome him right now. Thanks for joining us tonight, Richard, on such short notice, sir.
Well, thanks for that intro, Frosty. Not sure if I can live up to that.
Well, I think you can because, I mean, I know you, and I've appreciated everything you've done here in the state of Colorado. You're one of the fellows that just jumps up, and you speak up, and you stand out, and you lead. And that's what it takes, just regular citizens out there seeing the need, the call from their country, and that's what you've done here in the state of Colorado. And you and I probably just listened to and watched the national news tonight, and George Bush was going to strong-arm a whole bunch of Republicans, but boy, from what I saw on the TV tonight, he didn't come out of that thing so well. He was a little bit sick and a little bit sad, and his face was a little bit long, and such men as Alabama's Senator Sessions and certainly Cornyn from Texas just said, hey, this bill stinks. This bill is not about what it is to be America, and it's against the U.S. Constitution. It's a bad bill, and what it is, of course, a pathetic bill, and it just gives away citizenship. And so anyway, I'm a little bit encouraged about what I saw tonight on the TV and just wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, we sure have to keep up the pressure. I think, you know, this is not a president who's going to quit with a little bit of adversity. So we've got to keep up the pressure, keep up the phone calls and emails and faxes. I think, you know, we had a great success at preventing the Senate from closing debate last Thursday. I think that's only a very small battle in a much larger war, but it's working. We need to keep it up. What was it? 12 Democrats voted to keep debate open, which is a great success. So I think the fight's definitely not over. Even if you know, this bill's not dead, they only voted to keep debate alive, and then of course we still have the House bill to contend with too. So. A lot of work ahead of us, and thank you for that introduction again. I'm the state director for the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps of Colorado. All that means is I work for all the volunteers here. You know, my job is to make sure that they have what they need to be successful, and so we've got a chapter here in Denver and a chapter in Colorado Springs, and it's really the volunteers that get out there and organize rallies and get people involved. So.
Yeah, really, dude. Do you have a website that you want to give out to anyone here in Colorado listening to the show tonight?
Absolutely. Anyone that wants more information about the Minutemen can go to www.minutemanhq.com. And if they want to get to the Colorado page, they can add a /CO at the end of that.
All right. That's okay.
Yeah, there's the link there to you know, current events in Colorado, to national legislation, to a link where they can volunteer, link where they can donate. So there's a lot of information there.
There really is. One of the things you've organized here was rallies on the state capitol steps that have gotten a lot of really media time and also attention. And also, you educate, and that's one of the things I think is very important. And you take in all of the ideas from the Colorado Minutemen that are really making the difference here. How about talking about that latest success that the House Bill 1313 that just got vetoed by Governor Ritter?
Well, thank you. We did a rally, didn't we? The thing about 1313 is, you know, it's one of those bittersweet victories in a sense. If you've followed the news lately,
correct.
We succeeded, I guess, in a way at getting the veto that we were looking for on 1313. But what we may not have seen coming was that basically the DMV is making these rules as to what forms of ID are acceptable outside of the legislative process, and that's always how it has been, and I think how it should be. The problem is that they just put through some rules and some interpretations that gut what we accomplished by getting 1313 vetoed. So I think there's a lot of investigation going on right now. Mike Kaufman's looking into it, and certainly we are too. Try and figure out what we can do to make sure that any of these rules that are promulgated by the DMV don't compromise our national security and don't compromise secure and verifiable ID.
I'm really curious about this, Richard. Why do you think there are those who are representing us here in Colorado would put their own families and their own children, their own spouses, and fellow citizens at risk? What do they get out of that? And you can just tell a little tinge of frustration with me, but what do they get out of it by not serving us?
Right. You asked a good question, and it's sort of the million-dollar question. I wish I knew. I can speculate. I can conjecture. You know, there's But at the end of it, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that I guess they're doing what they think is right. I don't understand it. I don't understand how giving IDs to people, false IDs, easily forgeable documents, accepting those documents as the basis for ID, serves anybody. There's a lot of talk about homeless people that don't have access to, documentation or whatever. I think that problem is so much smaller in comparison to the problem of false identification and illegal immigration that, weighing those equities, if we're going to err on one side or the other, we should err on the side of caution. That's my opinion.
Well, I would certainly agree with that. The homeless in the state of Colorado number in the several thousand, perhaps, whereas the illegal aliens in this state are numbering closer to 500,000. And the consequences of that 500,000 is also part and parcel of the drunken driver deaths that we've had, whether it's Justin Goodman or certainly Dale Englert in the last year or so, the eight women who were raped up in Boulder, Colorado, the death of Donnie Young, the police officer who was executed by Raul Gomez, John Hessler, the CU quarterback who was run down by two illegal aliens and just left for dead and now is in a hospital wheelchair for the rest of his life with a very diminished traumatic brain injury.
And let's not forget our Border Patrol officers who are paying the price as well.
Well, you've got Ramos and you've got Campion. You now have another one. You've got Brian Jackson in Dallas, who was a police officer, was killed by an illegal alien. And yet these legislators, they want to give more capacity, more ability, more way for these illegal aliens to gain gain legality.
Right. Yeah, I don't have a good way to explain it either, Frosty, and I'm as frustrated as you are. And I'm sure your listeners are as well. The name of your show says it all, Connect the Dots. It is all connected. And it all stems from our unwillingness to secure the borders, our misinterpretation, misapplication of the 14th Amendment. There are things we can do to fix this problem, but it's not granting amnesty to 12 million, 20 million lawbreakers.
Well, there's no question about that. And one of the things that most people don't understand that it's 12 million, it's 20 million, and of course, Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation,
right,
which I think you heard him when he was in Denver here talking at a town hall meeting there in Aurora, and he said if these illegal aliens, at the very minimum 12 million, gain citizenship, we're talking $2.3 trillion, that's T as in Tom, trillion dollars. To pay for them, and that's the bare minimum. If
that's
they're
right
up around 20 million, which we also have found out from Bear Stearns, from the Vanderbilt study, then we're talking 20 million plus, and even
well,
as high as 28 million with their kids.
Right.
So it
and family chain migration, and on it goes.
Right, and chain migration, and as Rector said, if the amnesty in any form passes, we can expect 103 million more people in the United States by 2027. Folks, this is 207. Do the math. I mean, it's almost comical and it's almost hysterical at the same time, and it sputters into insanity. What do you think's going to happen here as this thing continues, and if it does continue, what's at stake? What does Colorado face?
Well, I think we have to face the reality that that there is an agenda behind this. You've done an excellent job laying out the population impacts, the environmental impacts, and so on. But even looking beyond that, we're dealing with a very real movement called Aztlan, and organizations like Mecha and La Raza. If you aren't familiar with the goals of those organizations, I'd encourage your listeners to go do the research and find out what they're all about. They believe that they have the right to take back lands that the United States bought and paid for. We have that reality to deal with, and there are people actively working to make that happen. So who knows what the future holds?
Well, there's no question. Anyone can go to Aztlan.net, I think it is, and you can see what these organizations expect, what they believe, and they passionately appreciate. Can we get you back and just for another 5 minutes after this commercial breaks, Richard?
I can do five more.
Okay, we'll be right back with Richard Rankin. He is the director of the Minuteman Project here, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps here in Denver, Colorado. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us with Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Richard Rankin, and we've just got a few more minutes with him because he is on another schedule, and we'll be back with him at the end of the week. Richard, we've got a quick call from Massachusetts. Jeff in Massachusetts, you have a quick question for Richard Rankin so he can get off on his appointed round, sir.
Oh, yes. What do you think America's going to be like by the year 2025, 2030, because I've heard from one local talk show host using statistics that America, I think, will be a 30% Afro-Chicano nation. And with that, do you think our politicians are just simply saying, look, our country's going to be like this. Let's sell out the Americans for a quick profit and retirement? Because if you notice, a lot of these politicians are older people that just want to retire. Who cares about everybody else?
Richard? Richard, you have a thought on that?
Hello?
Yes, Richard, you're there. Do you
there,
have a thought
okay.
on that? This
yes,
is
absolutely.
Jeff from Massachusetts.
And thanks. Jeff, yeah, I want to say right up front that, you know, the demographics change, and certainly in 20, 25 years, this country may have a lot more Latino, Chicano, Black, what are currently minorities, and that's fine. I want to be very clear on that. I don't think this is a racial issue, at all. I think what this is an issue of the rule of law. Are we going to enforce our immigration laws or not? Are we going to secure our border or not? Does the law mean anything or not? So I think it's about cheap labor, regardless of whether it's, you know, Mexicans or Arabs or Asians. That's really not the issue to me. I think we need to enforce our borders. I think we need to go after employers who hire unlawfully. And I think we need to correctly interpret the 14th Amendment. I guess we'll talk about that more on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Richard Rankin. He is the director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps here in Denver, Colorado. Could you just give out that website one more time, Richard, and we'll let you go because I know you're a busy man.
You bet, Frosty. It's www.minutemanhq.com and then /CO to get to the Colorado webpage.
All right, Richard, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show tonight, and we'll be talking to you again on Thursday of this week. And just thanks for filling in here real quick on my mistake, sir.
No problem. See you Thursday, Frost.
Okay, thanks so much, Richard. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thanks to Richard Rankin for his help and his thoughts. And he is the director here in Colorado, and he is a man that really gets out and takes action. Now, for those of you who have any calls, 800-313-9443, we still have a half hour together. And I welcome your calls, and I welcome your questions. First of all, we're still on that pledge drive, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Of course, you can go to that address and find out how you can pledge through PayPal. Also, you can just send in your donations to the address of 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. That's 302 Round Rock, Texas. 78664. And also, gosh, I don't know if any of you have ever seen the Freedom to Fascism DVD, but it is fantastic. It will educate you more than you ever thought possible by Aaron Rousseau, the great producer, director of movies. I've met him on the radio before, and just an outstanding American patriot. And it's available right there at the Republic Broadcasting for $19.95 plus $4.95 in shipping and handling. And again, be a part of keeping Republic Broadcasting alive and well, and the key here is that your help, your donations, your support really go a long way. Also, I'd really like to encourage you all to have visit the new show on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Ken Ludwig, What We're Thinking. Ken's a friend of mine. You'll find that it is really a show on how pursuing happiness, how to get there, what you want to say and what you want to do, and how you want to act to enjoy yourself and to find your niche, your joy, your passion. Ken Ludwig is a trained personal coach and a spiritual coach, a life coach, and really a dear soul out there in the universe who can really bring you a great deal of information and certainly understandings on what it is to be a successful person. And I think it's a great part of the lineup here at Republic Broadcasting. And so I thank you for checking that out. And now, in the last half hour of the show, yours truly will wing it, and I'll wing it with some of the responses that came down last week from the defeat of the Senate Bill 1348. For any of you who don't know that bill, it was a bill that was made for illegality. It was a bill that helped the corporations. It was a bill that jumped immigration from 1 million legal per year to 2 million legal immigrants per year. It assured, and it will assure if it gets passed, in excess of 100 million people into this country by 2020 or sometime before 2027, which is just 20 years from now, or 33 years from now by 2040, by whichever poll figure status you want to check it out. If you think I'm kidding, go to the Heritage Foundation, Robert Rector, check out the population figures, and you'll see that it's 103 million by 2027, 20 years from now, at the U.S. population projections by 2050 by Fogel Martin at FAIR, that's FAIRUS.org, Fogel Martin, 2006, March, U.S. population projections. Look out, 100 million people by 2040. I mean a blink in time, folks, just a blink in time. We're talking about a giant human Katrina. Okay, we're going to be back, and I'm going to be reading from a man that has said it all concerning the amnesty. We'll be right back, connecting the dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The good, the bad, and certainly the ugly. Well, the ugly sure got turned up on Thursday of last week when it really suffered amazing defeat out of the jaws of victory. George Bush and all those who were in favor of that national giveaway, 1348, failed, went down in flames, showed that they are out of touch with the American people, and they are out of touch with reality, and they're out of touch with the U.S. Constitution, and they're certainly out of touch with our sentiments as a culture and as a language. For those of you who, and I've got the board's getting a little bit full of phone calls. We're going to get right to them in a second. 1-800-313-9443. And again, get that pencil and paper out there, because if you still want some of those T-shirts, and folks are sending in for those things, the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us, you can send in $15 and get a heck of a T-shirt that'll just really, you'll be proud to wear it. I wear mine all the time, and I get into more great conversations. Send it to POB. And Post Office Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. State your size and a return address, and I'll get that out to you. If you want to be a part of the victory and a part of the team, and remember this, that everything counts, I want you to go to thesocialcontract.com. Alipac, ALIPAC.US, carryingcapacity.org, firecoalition.com, wehirealiens.com, minutemanhq.com, patriotunion.org, and of course my website, frostywooldridge.com. Go there, check it out, and of course you can always read my stuff on quite a few of the great websites out there, News with Views, Rinse.com, Morty's Cabin, Federal Observer, Op-Ed News, American Chronicle. Oh, we got some questions here, so it looks like we're going to get to them. How about Annette in West Virginia? Love to have your question.
Well, my question is, did you notice the double-minded statement that Mr. Richard Rankin made at the end of his comments? He said that this is a matter of the rule of law, not a matter of race. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't seem to make the connection or connect the dots between the fact that the race that founded this country and established the law has been diluted to such a point that the people today accept things that people 30 years ago would never have accepted, much less even 50 years ago. I'm sorry. I know that there's many facets to that problem. Also, the dumbing down process of education, but that's because you have an alien group which has set the standards for our education. They also own the corporations that are contaminating the food and destroying mental capacity for to analyze what's going on in the nation. I don't think I need to say any more, but really, the rule of law comes from the quality of the bloodlines that made the law in this country, and they have been severely diluted, and that's all I want to say.
Thank you, Annette, and I appreciate what you're saying. As a teacher, there's no question. I've taught in the inner city or the ghetto. I've taught in the middle city, and I've certainly taught in the higher city situations, and there's no question. When you have the different kinds of ethnic groups, unfortunately, there are those who do well, those who don't do so well, and those who do downright poorly. And that is a factor that has occurred in this country since 1965.
But
I understand it. But there's no going back. The dumbing down of this country is been in process. We are now going down to a lower scale of education. And we have to deal with what we can, and there's no question. It has to do with the quality and the standards that we've set and the lowering of the bar. But at this point in time, if we don't stick with the rule of law, then you start getting into unbelievable racial conflict, and that's not going to do us any good.
Well, I just thought of something, though, that is relative to that. You see, years ago, even though, I mean, I'm talking about when our nation was founded, and even the 1800s and the early 1900s, the people who, I would say the majority, now you had this alien element that was watering down things as they went along, but the majority of the people were interested in raising the consciousness of those whom they felt were not on their level. See, that's different. They were looking for their welfare and their benefit, and they wanted them to be an asset in society. But you have a diabolical element that is really destroying what's even good within the different racial groups.
I agree with you 100%. There is a diabolical, if not planned, dumbing down and loss of standards going on in the educational systems. In my time, I called it affirmative action grading. I was forced to pass up minority students who couldn't make the grade in math and science so they wouldn't feel badly. And then, of course, once they graduated, then, of course, they got to have affirmative action jobs. And so there's no question that is a factor that we are faced, but we're facing it now. And my goal is to stop the immigration crisis by a 10-year moratorium, and after that only less than $100,000 per year, because otherwise we will be so overrun by third world that we will have education in this country will turn into the same consequences that it is in those countries, which it means there's nothing there. Annette, thank you very much. I've got a full board right here. I'd like to go to Henry now in Connecticut. Henry, welcome to the show, and you have a comment, sir.
Yes, a couple of comments. Give me some time. First of all, response to Annette. God bless you, or may all the gods bless you. Because what she said, she's making a good point.
Oh, yes, she is. I understand it.
Yeah. But let me tell you this. There is something also sick with this country. Have you ever heard of William Cooper? I'm sure you have.
I've read.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, he was on a shortwave just like you were, mm-hmm. 5 days a week. He read stuff from the Illuminati, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, current stuff. I'm not talking about Pike.
Application today, right?
No, I'm talking stuff like people wrote books that most people wouldn't pay attention to that mm-hmm. worked in Carter's administration, Nixon's administration, Reagan, you know, stuff like that. And the thing that sickens me, you got to say, you talk about the education. One of the reasons why I think they're doing that is unlike, even though I know some of the European countries are controlled by the same people at the very top, okay,
right.
But until very, very, very recently, and I mean recently, I'm talking like 5 years, not much longer than that, and even in the 80s, their education in Denmark and even Germany, even though it's occupied by America, even Scandinavia was way ahead of ours scientifically and a lot of other ways. And I think one of the reasons is because these people here especially, there is this thing here where they don't care so much about them being a sophisticated Western civilization. They just care really more. They want to dumb them down so that they won't have kind of knowledge and skills, either one, to manipulate the system, and the other thing is create this standard of whether they're just always hardworking and always struggling all the time. Like, for example, give me an example. There have been a lot of people much older than me. You know, I'm under 40. The ones that are like 60 or more. I'm always hearing them brag about this one and that one that's rich and always trying to make, like when they're running for office, okay, and try to make it look like, well, they struggled and broke their butt to get where they are. And then I turn around, I do some research, and I find out they were born rich to begin with, Frosty.
Yes,
they were born rich to begin with.
Right.
They multiplied it more, you know, like Donald Trump, even Bill Gates. And I think it all centers around all this moral and standards of, this would value, and I was telling this person, I could care less whether he got a couple of million and made it to a billion, he got a couple hundred thousand, made it to something more, or whether he was started, but there's always this thing about all this crap about whether they like other races, and always this stuff with the family values and morals, and always whether they struggle, and always broke their butt, and all that. It doesn't have to be one way or the other. And I think the ones in Europe, they look at things more intellectually and scientifically, and more with intellect and brains, and they may do physical things and sports and other stuff, but they're not into all this religious, let's be better people, better human beings crap like they try to push here. And I'm not just talking about Scandinavia. I'm talking about Australia. I'm talking about New Zealand, Iceland. I could go on and on.
Sure.
And the other thing is this. Cooper read the books back then, and I used to listen to him. He used to knock him off the satellite at least twice every week. Every damn week they'd be knocking him off just about. And they talked about creating a new root race. And there is something, it's not from my age group, it's more from these ones older, that want to force this idea of this country being a multi-diverse melting pot. Now, the thing with the blacks and the civil rights movement, that's different because at least they were Americans. They wanted to simulate. It was an unfortunate situation with them.
Right.
They were dragged
they
here.
They were Americans, period.
Right, right. And they were dragged here as slaves. It's an unfortunate thing. But we didn't have to take in all these other groups from India and China and all this other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and make it a complete mess. And that's the thing, that thing from 65. And it is not just money. It's not just greed. These people print money out of thin air at the very top. Now, you have the drones that are in the middle of Illuminati, and maybe they're doing it for the money. But the ones at the top, they're printing the money just like you had your own computer and you can print out $100 bills and you could just spend it. So what is money to them? You understand
Understood.
What I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. I've got a full board here.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Very
but what
good
I'm
point.
Saying is this.
Thanks.
It is all this religious stuff, whether it's Luciferian or even ones that could pretend to be Christian. It's all this stuff of growth for mankind crap that I really never gave a crap about. And I want to ask this. You can answer it off the air. I mean, when I hang up.
Yeah.
Did you ever conduct a survey or found a survey, either on the web anywhere, it could be even 10 years ago or even to the present, where there was more people that were older that cared about this idea of a melting pot than, let's say, people 40 or under 40 or under 30? And I'll let you go. What all the ideals about whether we should evolve and all that? Okay, I'll let you go.
Thank you very much, Henry. I appreciate it. That's Henry from Connecticut. And we're going to go soon here to New York with Ken, just to hold a second. One of the things about the melting pot, it is turning into a nightmare. It was working right up to 1965, and we were really bringing in 175,000 per year. And those people were assimilating, and they were compatible because they had very similar cultures to the United States. What happened after 65, and I call the death of America on Teddy Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson, both of them liars, one a killer, and of course, if you want both of them, I mean, Lyndon Baines Johnson's got 58,000 kids killed in Vietnam, and so both of them liars and both of them killers, both of them totally out of touch, both of them crooks. Definitely LBJ is one of the crookedest presidents ever to get into the office of presidency. And as far as the multiculturalism, it's a failure. It's a failure. I was just in Europe a year ago. It's a failure in Britain. It's a failure in France. It's a failure in Sweden. It's a failure in Norway. It's a failure in Belgium. It's a failure in Holland. It's a failure just about everywhere it goes, because you cannot mix incompatible cultures and ethnic groups that just want to kill each other. Pretty soon you'll have the, just like Palestine and Israel. So we're in a lot of trouble as far as this multiculturalism, because the fact is it doesn't work. Ken in New York, you have a comment or statement or a question, sir.
Good evening, Frosty.
Thank you.
Are you going to be at the rally in Washington Thursday through Saturday?
I unfortunately do not have the funds to get to that thing. I had planned on it, but it ain't going to happen. So I would have liked to.
Well, I'll be there, and you'll be there in spirit, I'm sure.
Yes, I will. I mean, I've been to Washington twice out of the last 6 weeks. I've got speeches here Friday in Denver. I booked up, and then I got to go over to the conference in the Rotary Club International in Salt Lake City. So I'm pretty well booked up, and I'm just sorry I can't be there. But I appreciate it, Ken.
All right. Well, first with Mr. Rankin's comment.
Mm-hmm.
First, he should be applauded for his service to Colorado. And
oh yes, he is. He's a great guy
to the country. And but I did notice he got very defensive when Jeff from Massachusetts
mm-hmm.
talked about the demographic future of the country because of immigration in general, not just illegal immigration, but even legal immigration.
Understood.
And he said that it's not about race. So I don't think it's exclusively about race, like I think Annette was saying from West Virginia.
Sure.
But it is, unfortunately, a fact of life. And Lamar Alexander, who's been pretty good on the immigration issue, or on the amnesty issue, he said also on the Senate floor that it's not about race. And what I would like to say to Mr. Rankin, if I do meet him, because I'm going to the conference, or to the rally in Washington this week, is what about the National Council of La Raza? They think it's about race.
Oh, yes, they do.
So, unfortunately, that, I think, is the best rejoinder to his statement. And, you know, here in New York, Frosty, we don't have the illegal immigration crisis that you have in the Southwest or in the Rocky Mountain West, but we still have a problem. And South Florida has a problem, and this is growing and growing into pretty much all of the states. It's just in different capacities.
Correct.
And wherever there is a large percentage of Latinos, be they here in New York from Puerto Rico or South Florida from Cuba and the Dominican Republic and the Southwest mainly from Mexico and other Central American nations, people see a change. And that change a lot of times is not for the better.
That's
and
correct.
I think the best illustration of that is when you turn on AM or FM radio and you hear all of these Spanish broadcasting stations. Now, New York here, last count, has about 8. South Florida has about 15.
Right.
L.A. has 21.
Right.
I don't know how many Denver has.
We've got two television stations.
Oh, really? All right.
Oh, yeah. They're taking over.
Right. Well, exactly. It's a Reconquista in the Southwest and in the Rocky Mountain West, and in just Conquista in Florida and New York, Boston, and everywhere else. So immigration from Latin America is different from other parts of the world. And it's not. I'm not saying, of course, that people, all immigrants from Latin America, are part of La Reconquista. A lot of them just want to come here and Americanize and become part of our family. But unfortunately, there's that other part that doesn't want the do that, but wants to conquer. And so I think that we have to realize that that is a sad fact. Just tell all these people that have left California over the last 15, 20 years and have moved to Colorado and moved to Idaho and moved to Arizona, and now it's following them there. So, you know, just like Joe Lewis said about one of his opponents, he can run, but he can't hide.
He's got that
going
right
to this corner. I'll get him on the ropes. If he runs for me on the ropes, I'll get him somewhere else. And unfortunately, that race, the La Raza, is part of this crisis. And this problem doesn't really mandate a lot of difficult solutions. You know, we just have to enforce the laws we have now, enforce our borders, enforce the interior measures that we already have on the books, and then limit the amount of immigration from parts of the world that are not adjusting and that are not acclimating to our society, but in fact are replacing it.
And I agree, we are being displaced. Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ.
Very wise stage, and appreciate those thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ken from New York, and he makes a tremendous and powerful statement that we are being displaced. And the Romans were displaced. And if you look at any and all conquered nations, even the Spaniards that came over to Mexico, they displaced all of the Aborigines. If you look at the Aborigines in Australia, the Australians displaced them, took over the continent. They actually killed everybody down in Tasmania. They killed the Aborigines. So we're going to come back. We have a call from Idaho. And, Bill, just hold on just for a second, and we'll be right there with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and we are just at the tail end of a fantastic hour, which I think a few folks have been appreciating and bringing out their comments. And let me tell you, this nation is in a death grip of immigration, whether it's legal or illegal. We are in so much trouble. I've been saying it for years. If you go back at the archives of newswithviews.com, Mish News, if you go back and you read into Human Events, I write, if you saw my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble. If you see my new book coming out in August, the next added 100 million Americans, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble, and most people have no clue. And hopefully programs like this and Lou Dobbs and others out there are connecting the dots for you so that we take action to create critical mass and a tipping point to stop this immigration invasion. The first thing we can do, of course, is to start repatriating all the illegal aliens by attrition through enforcement. The English language is the only language of this country to keep the cohesiveness, and certainly a 10-year moratorium all in immigration, stopping chain migration, stopping anchor babies by the 14th Amendment, because if we don't do this and we don't do it soon, we won't be able to do it because La Raza will take over. Right now, if you had to go into Los Angeles to get them all out of there, 3 million of them, you'd have to have a shooting war. It'd have to be house by house. They're not going to give up so easily. We are embedded with a cancer, ladies and gentlemen. It's called immigration, both legal and illegal. You have a comment, Bill from Idaho. Would love to hear your thoughts, sir.
Thank you very much. Obviously, we knew we were in trouble when they threw us off the grand jury. Greetings from the Missouri First. The lady's observations were very succinct, very well placed. Mm-hmm. If you look at Congressional Record 97, Part 15, September 18, 1951, I hope they're writing this down, October 20th, 1951, you'll notice Mr. Wood's discussion in regard to UNESCO and its effect on our educational system. If you would, since everybody is going to be nearly involved and react proactive in this discussion and busy as you guys are, then they would mention that in regards to 1348, they do not want fast track to be continued. If they're calling anyway, fast track needs to have a stake through its heart. It comes up at the end of the month.
Right.
So hopefully people write this down and take it and apply it. But if they have their pen out, if they don't know what they're fighting and who these Nazis are, obviously http://www.proliberty.com/observer2070405.htm ought to explain what Cooper was trying to tell him in chapter 5, page 10, 110 and 111, balance of power. If they look on the right-hand side of 111, fourth paragraph down, Congress has turned a blind eye to these abuses of executive power at 8:30 a.m. Saturday, August 4th, 1990. The Senate made it even easier for the executive branch to subvert the Constitution and may have made George Bush the first American king. At that time and that day, a minority of United States senators, maybe 10 at most, very similar apparently to 1913, passed Senate Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 1991, SB 2834. I wish Mr. Corsi would mention that on George Norrie's show so that we understand how long of a family line of Nazis we are dealing with.
You know,
on page 128 and 129.
Up against the wall, Bill.
I'll let you go then. Good luck.
Thank you for bringing that out. This is Bill from Idaho. I hope you got that website down. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last 10 seconds of Connecting the Dots. Quite an outstanding talk tonight. Thank you so much.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of